You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful, so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me.
I want to share with you two very useful tools that can kind of jumpstart your healing process on a daily basis. I've spoken to you before about my three pillars, or the three steps in the process I use with clients. First being untangle your mind. Second being experience the invisible. Or if another way, if it makes more sense to you, to say ways I can connect with my spirituality. And thirdly, connect with community. So let's go back to untangle the mind. 99.9% of what feelings we get into begin first in the head. It doesn't feel that way sometimes because it feels like the feelings and what we need to do or think are all fused. But everything is born in thought. So untangle the mind. So when you hit a roadblock, you feel anxiety, depression, fear, sadness, you name it. Ask yourself these two questions. Am I in my head? Am I in my heart or my feet? Head, heart, or feet? And then, am I in the past, present, or future? If you will do those two things, I promise you, you can get back to the present and out of whatever feeling you're having in a nanosecond. So let me explain. Head, heart, or feet? Are you in your thinking? Are you in your feelings? Or are you being urged by your mind or the feelings to take some sort of action? So let me give you an example. Let's say I get hit with something. It can get good, bad, or indifferent, you know? But let's take, for instance, a fear. Or let's say you get hit with some news. Your car needs $2,000 worth of work, okay? Or let's see what else. Your position at work might be being eliminated. Those are big things. And before you know it, your head is going off. Before you can even say, what am I thinking? Ask yourself, where does that news hit me? Does it hit me in my solar plexus or in my gut? And am I feeling feelings first? Can I identify that I'm in fear, or maybe I haven't breathed and my head and shoulders are hiked up? So where does it hit me first? And then where do I need to go in order to balance it? So if I hear you need to have a new $2,000 bill, it's got to be paid before you can have a car back, or your position at work might be being eliminated, I'm going to immediately get into fear. Then I feel that. Maybe I can't even identify it. Maybe I just feel like I've been kicked in the stomach. Maybe I just feel like all I can identify is a big ball in my chest, like, oh dear, where I'm holding my breath. Now, if I move next into my feet, I may do or say something that is impulsive. If I'm being overwhelmed with feelings, then where I need to go is I need to go up into my head, see what horrible scenarios I'm running. What do I need to tell myself to calm myself down? So I might go, oh dear, what am I going to do? And I hear myself do that. That's not being in my head. That's still being in my fear and my feelings. So I need to go up and say, all right, I need to go to my head. What are the facts? The facts are nothing's happened yet. Two, I may need extra money for my car, but let's think. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? How much money do I have? Is there any way they may take payments? Do I have any credit cards? And if I do, is there any room on the credit card? Maybe I could do a combination of the two. So you go into your head and you get practical, with possible practical scenarios. You list them all. They may not be an option. I mean, one scenario always is do nothing. Okay? You list that. Then you go back and you say, okay, of these five possibilities, what am I going to eliminate? And you may go back and say, okay, I've got to do something, so I'm going to eliminate do nothing. Okay? If what you normally do and your reaction is, if I'm overwhelmed with feelings, then I immediately jump into some rash decision. I go into my feet and I'm impulsive. And I may tell the garage owner, oh, well, screw you. You're a robber and $2,000 isn't what the work you did. And I sabotage myself. I make things worse. Okay. So when you get hit with something in life, pause for just a second. Now, if you think you don't have time to that, I want you to go look at a secondhand, either digital or a clock that has a secondhand that goes around. Stand there and look at it for a full 10 seconds. It's a long time. It's really a long time. So you can stop and pause. So you can ask yourself, am I in my head, my heart, or my feet? And where do I need to go? And then the other question to ask is, okay, where am I? Am I in the past, present, or future? So let's take the car. Let's say $2,000 worth of work. And immediately I go into my past without even realizing it and think, oh my gosh, the last time that happened, I had to put it on a credit card and then the interest rate went up and then I didn't have it and I had to go borrow it from somebody and that turned into a nightmare and blah, 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 blah. And before you know it, you're not in the present. You're in the past. Or you immediately, especially with economic concerns, we always go out into the future. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be broke. I won't be able to pay for my car and then I'm not going to be able to pay for my rent and I can't pay for the mortgage and then I won't be able to pay for the kids' school and then we'll all be in the poorhouse. You know, you're already at the poorhouse and you haven't even left your house yet. So then you say, okay, wait a minute. Am I in the past, the present, or the future? And if you're in the past, you're in regret. And if you're in the future, you're in fear. So drag yourself back into the present. And how do you do that? Well, you do what's known as the next right thing and the next right thing. So I'm scared to death. I got $2,000 to pay the car place. I might get laid off. So your head's going to tell you you don't have any money and you're going to be destitute by 2:00 that afternoon. You say, no. In the past, nope. Okay, what are some times that I thought I didn't have any money, but something happened and I had money and was able to work things out? All right, pull yourself back into the present and you do the next right thing. All right, I'm in fear. Now, what do I do next? Well, okay, when did I eat last? Remember, hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Don't get hungry, don't get angry, don't get lonely and tired all at the same time. So it might be, all right, when did I eat last? I haven't eaten this morning. No wonder I don't feel good. So get up and go fix yourself something to eat. Well, I don't feel like it. I'm worried. I'm sick. You can have a glass of milk. You can eat a piece of bread, something that would be in your stomach that feels like it's full. And don't worry about carbs and keto and blah, 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 and all that stuff. You want to get something in your body. Then it's like, all right, so what do I do now? Okay, you go brush your teeth. All right, now I'm brushing my teeth. Great. Now what do I do next? Well, you still have a job, so go in and take a shower or get dressed and leave for work in plenty of time so that you do go to work and you give them an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Then if you recognize you're off in the future, you say cancel all those negative catastrophic thoughts, pull yourself back and say, all right, what do I do now? And sometimes it's harder to come back from the future into the present. So you'll need to do some grounding exercises, like right this minute. you're listening to this. So ask yourself, do I feel the back of my leg on the chair? Do I feel the back of the leg on my driver's, my car seat? Do I feel the back of my leg on my chair that I'm sitting in or the bed that I'm lying in? Do I feel my left hand over my right hand? Do I feel the wind next to my hair? Do I feel my toes and my shoes? Can I send a white light from my toes inside my shoes down into Mother Earth and ground me? Then when you pull yourself back into your body, and another way to do that is to walk outside in nature, even if it's your front yard or backyard, or take the trash out and breathe in and out slowly as you're taking the trash out, preferably after so you don't have to smell the trash. But still, what can I do to get out of the past or the future? And when you go outside, look up. Look up at the sky. Look out. Look far as you can see. Even if it's across the street, if you're in the city and you can't see very far, see what you can see across the street. Deliberately get your focus out of your small world. So to sum it up, am I in my head, my heart, or my feet? Where do I need to go? Am I in the past, the present, the future? And where do I need to go? You do that, and I promise you, you will not be riddled and led by anxiety, depression, fear, sadness, catastrophic thinking, any of that. So if you have one foot in the past, your higher power can't help you. Its name is not I was. If you're in the future with fear, your higher power can't help you because its name is not I will be. But when you're in the present, your higher power can help you because its name is I was, I am, I am, I am, not I was, not I will be, but I am in the present. Okay? I hope that helps. Try it. And try it 100 times a day, just out of curiosity. Remember, I keep reminding you to be a detective. Stop several times a day and say, okay, right this minute, where am I? Was I worrying about the past? Was I fearing the future? What was I doing? Was I escaping? You know, the number one solution to most of our fear or any kind of problem is we human beings reach for avoidance. Now, how we avoid varies, but that's what we use as our solution, and we think that's going to help us. All it does is delay the pain. All it does is delay the healing. So, where am I? You're washing dishes. Ask yourself, where am I? Am I in the past, present, and future? Am I in my head, my heart, and my feet? Try those. And as I've said before, email me and let me know how it's going.
Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.